Welcome to the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast. I'm your host, Eileen Smith, and coming up, I'll share with you my tools, tips, and strategies for Google Plus success. Started using Google Plus yet? Well, why not? Over 100 million people are actively using the platform. It's a powerful social network, and I think you should join us. Well, let me just give you a little bit of history. Google started the social network Google Plus over a year ago. I believe it was in June of 2011. And since then, it has become wildly popular. And one of the reasons, not the only reason, but one of the reasons is because people are getting a little demystified and maybe even a little bored with Facebook. On the other hand, Twitter is fun and it gives you only 140 characters. So it's kind of limiting. Even though you can connect with people on Twitter, you may want to have a deeper conversation or a little bit more intense conversation. And you can do that on Google Plus. So let me tell you a little about how the platform works. It is very similar to Facebook in that you can have a profile or you can have a page or a business page. And I think for bloggers that you should think about at least having your profile, setting up your profile. But if you do have the time, you should also set up a business page and at least grab that name of your blog so that nobody else grabs it. As a blogger, you should be using two of Google's other tools without question. You should be using Google Analytics and Google Webmaster Tools. And you probably are also using YouTube. Well, at least I hope you're using YouTube. And you probably even have a Gmail account. Also, Google Calendar is very popular. And Google Drive, which kind of incorporated all of Google Docs, but it's also a place that you can store files, kind of like a Dropbox. They give you a certain amount of storage. A lot of people have been using Picasa for your images for years. Well, there's a bunch of Google tools, as we all know. A lot of them have been integrated with Google Plus. So when you log into your Google Plus account, I think the best way to do that is through your Gmail. If you have a Gmail account already with Google, I would say go ahead and use that to set up your Google Plus profile. But if not, if you happen to have AdSense, Google Analytics, or Google Webmaster Tools, use whatever account you're using for those tools to also manage your Google Plus profile. Now, here's what you'll need for your Google Plus profile. You want to have a tagline. And if you're already using social media, like I mentioned Twitter earlier, you can use that bio that you use on Twitter or something similar. It's also really, you know, good to have your keywords in there. For example, my tagline is blogger, podcaster, social media ninja. Probably should have put something in there about YouTube, but that's okay. I didn't want it to go on too long. It gives people an idea that, okay, this girl is involved with multimedia. And then you can fill in your introduction. The beauty of this introduction is that Google allows you to add hyperlinks within the introduction. You wanted to brag about yourself shamelessly? You can go on and on and on in your introduction. Go ahead and take advantage of that. And it gives people more information about you. There's absolutely nothing wrong with including as many links in there as you want and your keywords. But you do want it to make sense. You want it to be something that someone could read and say, oh, this is what this person is into. Also, you can fill in a little bragging rights, and that's usually just a couple of sentences or maybe even a couple of paragraphs, not as long as your introduction. Your occupation, you can fill in your employment there if you want, and your education. You can also tag the places that you've lived on a map. Add your phone number if you want. I suggest to use a Google Talk phone number, which is what I use. You can fill in your email address there. On my address, I actually have a P.O. box, which I needed that for AWeber anyway. But it's up to you if you feel comfortable putting your address there, as long as people know where you're from. And the other important section here is to fill out your other profiles. Now, this is where you will put all your links to your social media platforms and so forth. I have my links to my Google Plus page because I do have a business page for basic blog tips. Of course, I have my Twitter, my Facebook page, you know, some of my other blog links, my podcast links in different places. And also I have an About Me profile, so I have a link to that there as well. You may have a profile on Gravatar. You can link that there also. And then the contributor section. Now, I want to bring your attention to this, especially if you're blogging and if you're doing guest posts. You definitely want to add links to any blog that you have. Even if it's an old blog, you haven't touched it in years. If it had any kind of authority, you want to include that as a contributor. You make sure you include your main blog, even though you probably have linked to that in a couple of other places, like I mentioned the introduction before. You also want to make sure you add that in the contributors section. I also have, for example, my SlideShare is listed there. Any place where you have been a contributor. Now, this is the real exciting feature of Google Plus, because Google has also introduced something that's called Google Authorship. And this allows you to have your picture from your Google Plus profile show up in Google search results. It has been proven that it increases the click-through rate on those posts. If you're guest posting, you also get something that's called author rank. No matter where you have guest posted, the Google authorship will show up, even though it's on someone else's blog. For example, if you're a guest post on Basic Blog Tips, you can still get your author rank and your Google authorship for that article because you've listed that link in your Google Plus profile. And on my blog, there's also a link back that's called a link. Just want to stress to you the importance of guest posting, increasing your author rank, and also including those links on your Google Plus profile. I have blog posts about author rank and Google authorship, and I'll make sure you get links to those posts. The next section on your Google Plus profile is the links section. Now, here's what I did. I added links to places where people have interviewed me before, and those are just links of interest. Now, there's two that I recommend: Social Statistics. The other one is Circle Count. And the third one is Suggested Circles. Now, these are just services that you simply go in, you verify your profile, and you'll see some of the goodies that they have there. I'm not going to go into all of them right now, but they're just good to have. Okay, so fill out as much as you can here. If you have any other email addresses, make sure you add those there too, because Google will combine your profiles for you. It's real important that if you do have YouTube, that you're definitely connecting your YouTube channel to your Google Plus profile. And let me go over how that's done. If you have YouTube and you have a Google Plus profile and you haven't connected the two yet, what you need to do is go into your YouTube account settings, and right next to your avatar, you'll see Edit Profile. But underneath that, it will say advanced. So you go to that advanced link, and that's where you'll see it says channel settings, and it'll give you the options. Do I want to connect it with my Google Plus profile? That's where you make that connection. So you're going to authorize your Google account to be connected to your YouTube channel. It's very simple. Probably the hardest part about it is finding where your account settings are. So do that. And also, just to give you a heads up, that's going to be available for business pages soon too. So if you're still on the fence, you haven't decided whether you want to connect the account or not, if you want to do it with your business page instead, I would say wait a little while, because that's going to be coming down the pike very, very soon. For me, I thought it made more sense to just connect it to my profile, since the name of my YouTube channel is the same as my podcast, which is Miss Eileen Speaks. To me, it didn't make sense to connect it with basic blog tips, because once again, confusing the branding. I talked about that in our last episode. Okay, so let me just give you a little bit more of a reason why I say you should fill out your tagline. When someone hovers over your Gravatar, your Google Plus Gravatar, and they're debating whether they should add you to Circles or not, if they don't know what you're about, they see your picture, they see your name, but they don't know what your interests are or what it is that you're going to be talking about, they're more likely to ignore you if you don't have that tagline filled out. Now, this comes into play because of the latest thing that's come out with Google Plus, and that's the communities. I gotta tell you, I really love Google Plus communities. This is when they really are going to take that market share away from Facebook, because in the Facebook groups, a lot of people are members of Facebook groups, but that stuff is not being indexed the same way it is with a public Google community. You're much better off using Google communities if you're trying to get the SEO benefit out of the conversations that you're having in these groups. I have one community that I was asked to be a moderator for, and that's the Podcasting Technology Resources community, started by our friend Martin Brosman. As I said, he asked me to be a moderator, and I was more than happy to oblige. So this also gives me the opportunity to approve people as they request to be members of the community. It's very difficult to approve people when you're looking at their profile and all it has is their name. You go to their Google Plus page, they haven't posted a thing. They haven't filled out their biography. They haven't filled out their introduction. All you see is a picture of them and their name. And you're wondering, why did they choose to be in this Google Plus community? What makes me think that person is a podcaster or even a budding podcaster? I have no reason to think that. The only thing that says to me, it sends up a red flag. This person may possibly be a spammer, because they haven't posted one thing. So, and they may very well be a budding podcaster, and they were looking for a podcasting community, and that's why they wanted to get in the door. My thought to you, or what I want to express to you, is fill out that information so it gives people a better chance of assessing whether you're qualified to be a member of a community, or whether they want to add you to Circles. Because as I'm approving people, I'm also adding them to my podcaster circle. Now, I belong to a few other communities. Some of them are blogging related. Some of them are SEO and social media related. I'm not a moderator. I'm just a community member. We even have a Women of Google Plus community. Well, I'm not going to take the extra time to go and look at your profile to see if you filled anything out, if you have any links on there. I'm just simply going to hover over your avatar or your profile pic and see if I see a tagline. And if I don't, and if I don't know you, There's a good possibility that I'm not going to add you to circles because I have no idea what you're about. And I just have, you know, not that much time to just add everybody just because they added me. I want to engage with people that are like-minded. And I don't want people that are constantly going to send me a post every single time they post something. They share it with me via email. I think it's very important. And I'm sure other people have all different kinds of criteria for how they circle people. I'm sure there's people that will circle back anybody who circles them. But remember, we're also getting SEO value out of our involvement and our engagement on Google+. You want to have that tagline filled out with at least one of your keywords. You know, I see people saying all kinds of things. Some of them are not even related to, you know, maybe they're just saying something funny. Well, that's fine if they're a comedian, but I think it makes more sense to just give somebody a chance to get to know you a little bit. You know, the snarkiness can be saved for your posts. So once they find, okay, this person is in social media or this person's into fly fishing or whatever it is you do. But then once they circle you and see your stuff coming through their stream in Google+, then they can say, oh, he's a snarky one. Okay. Don't let that be the first impression. Like I said, unless you're a comedian. And in that case, it doesn't matter. But that's just my opinion. My main message to you is just fill it out with something. Okay? I appreciate that. Now, I want to move on to some other things. We touched on communities. I decided not to start my own community. And I tell you why. I wanted to get to know the lay of the land of communities. I wanted to get to know how can I best capitalize and maximize on the communities. I've done that a little. I've, you know, poked around a bit in some of them. You know, sometimes, some days I get invited to 2 and 3 and 4 communities a day. And I think it's just out of hand. So I'm kind of waiting for things to die down, let the dust settle a little, and then maybe I will go ahead and launch a community once I think that people are like, okay, I tried this one, I didn't like it. That community is not all that great, or this one's so-so, but I'm just looking for that right place. And that's when I know that the cream will rise to the top. And I will be able to have a community where people were really looking for. I do have a very active Facebook group. And I don't want to just leave that group and just move everything over to Google+. Because one thing that I did do, and this is a little aside, this is a Facebook tip in the midst of this whole Google+ conversation. I set up an RSS feed for the Facebook group, because you can do that when the group is public. And that RSS feed does get indexed. So that is a way to get some of your stuff out there from your Facebook group. And the reason why I know it's indexed is because I get Google alerts. And every now and then I get a Google alert that's coming from that Facebook group. But it doesn't say Facebook. It says the feed, and I think it's called Wallflux. I'll look that up and I'll make sure I get that information to you of how you set up that RSS feed. People can subscribe to the RSS feed for your Facebook group, and that, like I said, gets indexed. All right, I want to talk about the extensions. You know, I'm going to talk about Google Chrome and extensions that you can use with Google+. First of all, anytime you want an extension for anything, go over to the Chrome store and just type in your search. They kind of made it a little more difficult now, and they put the apps as your default. So when you search for something, you're like, wait a minute, how come I didn't find anything? That's because the default is apps. You're going to have to go to the second tab there for extensions. So sometimes apps and extensions get a little confused. Don't let them confuse you. Both of them are tools that you can use. One of them resides up in your toolbar. The other resides on a blank tab. It's not that complicated. It may sound complicated, but it's really not. It really doesn't matter. If you need the tool, just go ahead and install it. So the one that I mentioned earlier is called Circle Count. And what that will do, and I just found this out, this was from my friend Ronnie Benser. I saw that on one of his videos. Circle Count show you how many circles people are in. And it will show you a little graph that indicates the growth of their circles. Sometimes you'll see someone just join and then all of a sudden they're in like, you know, a bunch of circles. You'll see a really steep increase. So, you know, that person has just recently become active. I honestly can't say I've ever seen anybody's circle count going down. No, I haven't seen that yet. But, you know, I have seen people that were new and, you know, their circle count was really, really, really low. And then maybe a week ago, they decided, okay, I'm going to start circling a whole bunch of people. And then their circle count jumped up tremendously. Most people who have been using it, you know, for at least the last 6 months or so, you just see a steady increase. That's typical. So I use that extension and just to see if anything interesting pops out as I'm deciding if I should circle people or engage with them. Okay, Hootsuite. You know, I'm a big Hootsuite fan for Twitter, but you can install the Chrome extension that's called the Hootlet, and that will allow you to connect your Google Plus business page, and you can share from Hootsuite to your Google Plus business page. That's really cool because you can do that on a schedule. They will auto-schedule it for you. They will pick the best times that you should share your post, or you can, you know, just post it right away. Hootsuite has always been my top social media sharing tool anyway. Then there's another one that's called Viral Heat, and Viral Heat is similar to the Hootlet. It's more for sharing and for tracking the engagement on stuff that you've shared through the Viral Heat extension. They're newcomers, but I see a lot of potential there. This one you should check out and see if you like it or not. Now, the last one that I'm going to mention is called Extended Share, and this will allow you to share any Google Plus post on just about any platform. You know, of course, Facebook, StumbleUpon, Twitter, but then it also incorporates the Add This functionality, and Add This is a sharing tool that lets you share to hundreds of different sites. So basically, once you connect Add This to Extended Share, you can share on just about any social network that your little heart can imagine. Those are the extensions that I recommend for now. As I find new ones, I will mention them to you. If you're a podcaster, go ahead and request an invitation for the Podcasting Technology Resources community. Get out there and start using Google Plus. Google Plus, the Hangouts, and the Hangouts on Air in particular, that's a great way to make your debut on YouTube if you haven't been using YouTube all this time. Go ahead and use that. That's a great way to connect with people. You know, they get to see your face. You get to have conversations with people in real time, no matter where they are in the world. And then it's also being shared on YouTube. Hangouts on Air is something that I suggest everybody at least try to participate in, even if they don't hold one themselves. I really want to encourage you to start using Google Plus if you haven't been doing it already. If you need more intensive training, my friend Chris Lang, he has a membership area. I'll be sure to get links over on the blog for you to check out his training. But get involved with Google Plus. Join some communities of interest, and it will definitely benefit you in terms of your SEO, in terms of your traffic, and just in terms of making connections with influencers. Let me know if you ever have any questions or anything you want me to go over here in the podcast. Remember that I have SpeakPipe. So if you go to basicblogtips.com/contact, you will see a SpeakPipe widget. And all you need to do is have a microphone hooked up And you can leave me a voicemail. You can ask me a question. I get a lot of people requesting guest posting opportunities that way. Or you can email me. And my secret email address is Eileen@basicblogtips.com. Shh, don't tell anybody. Okay, you guys, thanks so much for listening. And I will talk to you soon. Peace.